Begin the current daven Seftes Menachas Daf Chav Gimel. Begin on the third line daven of the Tam of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion with the previous daf and the previous Mishnah that we were discussing, as we had a machlekes in the previous Mishnah, Reb Yudin and the Chacham, when they certain types of Menachas get mixed with each other, that one has more liquidy, has more oil than the other one. According to Reb Yudin, that was a problem, because since they're going to be absorbing from each other, now one's going to have too much oil, the other one's going to have too little oil, and therefore it's going to be invalid. Now, on related discussion on that topic, says Gemara Idma, we learned as follows. The fistful of the sinner's flour offering, which was oiled, meaning after the fistful of that flour offering was taken, which that flour offering is actually dry, unlike most menachas, then that fistful, there was oil that was put on that kmitza of the sinner's fistful. Rabbi Yechonam Apostle, he says, that's invalidates it. Reish Lakish Amar, he says, no. Hu atzmai mishach shechay b'sheyari halog. When it itself is actually moistened with the leftovers of the loig of oil of another mincha, umaleyu, and it's elevated. In other words, that's actually its most appropriate mitzvah, is actually that the kemitza should have some oil of a leftover of some other mincha from the lug, and therefore, for sure, when it's going to be oiled, it's actually going to be valid, because that's actually the appropriate thing to do for the kemitza of the mechas chayte, to have it oiled. On that as the Gemara, how could Reish Lakish say, the book said, but the pasuk says, Meyikra, lo yosem aleo shemen, do not put oil on the sinner's flour offering, v'lo yitin aleo levayin, don't put on frankincense. So how could he say it's kosher, and that's actually even the way it should be done? Says the Gemara, now who that pasuk is, shelo yikva lo shemen, that they should not set aside and establish oil for the entirety of that mincha, meaning, let's say, by most menachas, before the fistful was taken off, kechavresel, like all other menachas. But, says Reish Lakish, after the kemitza was taken off, if it's oiled a little bit, it's actually going to be valid and actually appropriate that there should be some oil on the kemitza, even of the mechas chayte. However, Esav Birchin Reish Lakish, Birchin Esther Reish Lakish, who said that there's no problem about having oil on the mechas chayte on the kemitza, from the following brisa. The brisa says, charev shenis arv bebol, if the kemitza of the dry flour offering got mixed up with the moist mincha of the flour offering, Yaakov, it should be sacrificed. Which this is the Chacham, who this is going according to Rabbanan that we mentioned in the previous daf, that they hold that oilin eimavatlin zezeh, since both of these, although they're technically problematic because they're different types, but since they're both sacrificed in the Mizbech, we say that eimavatlin zezeh, as they learned out from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, where according to their understanding, that meant since even the Dama Par should nullify the Dama Sar, when the Kohen Gadol mixed them together in Yom Kippur, but since they're both oilin on the Mizbech, so therefore they're not mevatli rosh, it's not going to nullify the dry one with the moist one, even though they're different, because they're both oilin. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Yaakov, he says that they can't be sacrificed anymore, because as we explained on the top of the summit from the previous daf, because he considers the same thing to be separate, and then you view them, whatever different of them, and the one that's different, it's whichever has more, will nullify it and become part of the wrong one, and therefore it actually will have either too much oil or too little oil. He disagrees. He says, let's say in the chareva and the babol, so then you view the two elements that are the same as not the one that's the same, not, let's say, by the babol one, you view the flour is not there, and then you view the oil against the flour, whichever one's more is going to nullify the other one, become part of that enemy, that other one, and therefore increasing or decreasing from the two types, therefore it's problematic. So therefore he says, you know, I'll sacrifice. Says Rabbi Yechanan, now, my lav, what are we talking about over here? When you say a dry flour offering that got mixed up with a moist one. Isn't that kaimitz de mechas chayte? We're talking about the fistful of the sinner's flour offering, which is charif, which is dry. The arv, bekaimitz de mechas nedava, they got mixed with what's moist. It's the fistful of a Yisrael that donates a mincha, which, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? That, why is it possible? Because there's oil that's being put on to what? Onto the dry one. So you see, obviously, that's an invalidating factor, not like Reish Lakish. And even according to Rabban, who say that you could sacrifice it, that's not because they hold it's not a problem. It's only because since they're both oil and since they're both sacrificed in the Mizbech, same avat and zezeh, so therefore they don't nullify each other, and that we halachically view the oil, even though it's really on the dry one now, we view it as if it's on the Minchas Nedava, meaning because we consider each one's identity still extant. But if, let's say, generic oil just fell on the fistful of the mechas chayte, it sounds like even the Rabban would hold you not to sacrifice it, because oil does invalidate by the mechas chayte, which is not like Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, no, Reish Lakish would tell you, we're not talking about the mechas chayte, we're talking about mechas parim ve'elim, we're talking about the mechas nesachim, the libations that come together of the flour offering with karbanis, we're talking about that of the bull and the ram. which relatively speaking is considered dry, in contrast, in relative to b'michas kvasim, that got mixed up with the flour offering, the michas nesachim that comes with lambs. Because by a lamb, there's three lug, a lot of oil that comes for every isaran of flour, like it says in Parashat Shlach, that there's a seilas isaran that gets mixed up with a revius hahin of oil, and the hin is 12 lug. That makes for three lug for every isaran. In contrast, by the bull and the ram, there's only two lug for every isaran. Like it says by par, that you mix in a in oil of a half of a hin, which is six logan, and there's three Israelim of silas, so there's a ratio of only 2 to 1. So to buy rams, it says that you take silas of two Israelim, then mixed with shemen, that's a shlisha sahin. So that's what the halacha of the Brais is saying, that when you mix up the mincha of the parma, the elam, with the mincha of a kvasim, yeah, that's what Rabbi Huda is saying, and even Rabbanan technically agree, if not for the halacha of oilim about zazeh, that it's not going to be sacrificed, because it comes out, now you have a real problem. You have the flour offering that's supposed to be thick, that's now already more moist, which is being invalidated because it has too much oil. But the kaimitz of a mechas chayte, they got mixed with the kaimitz of a mechas nadava, says Rish Lakish, yeah, you would sacrifice it because the shemen actually would not be a validating factor by the kaimitz of the mechas chayte. Here we're talking about the kmitza of the parman, we're talking about the mechas nesachim of parman elam together with the mechas of the kvasim. On that is the Gemara, how can you say that's the interpretation of the halacha of the Braisa? But v'habahed ketanila, that case was explicitly mentioned there in the Braisa, as the Gemara quotes the Braisa. The Braisa says, Minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim, if the flour offering of that comes with the bull and the ram gets mixed with the flour offering that comes with the lamb, or v'cherfshin nesar b'bol, a dry flour offering that gets mixed with a moist one, so we have the machlekes. Tanakama says, Yikarb, you burn it because they're considered still that their identity is intact, is not bottled because oilin im avatl zazah. And Rabbi Huda Malaykar says, you don't, because he doesn't hold that it has to be the same min, and since there's something of einamin over there, so the einamin is rubble of a mavatlai, but how can you say that's the case if that's the other case of the Braisa? Says the Gemara, no, perusha kama farishla. The Braisa, it's the same case, and the Braisa is explaining. It's saying, when you have the mincha of a par that gets mixed with the mincha of a keves, which is a case of a dry flour offering that gets mixed with a moist one, where then technically you might say that they'd be problematic because they can be absorbing one from the other. And then you have an enoi minoi over here that could technically be mevatel minoi. That's the chiddush of the Braisa, and that's why it says it as a charf shenis bar babal, that even so, according to Rabban, you're going to sacrifice a why? Because yeah, even though they're two different types, there's an ein amini over here, but since they're all island, they're all sacrificed in the mizbeach, ein mavatn zazeh, when considered wherever it is part of its original identity, and it does not become nullified in the thing that it gets mixed into. And if it's not difficult in Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara continues on this topic, Bayi Rava. Rava asked, Kaimitz shemitza shamnoi al gabe etzim. Regarding this fistful of a flour offering, which is oiled, like in a regular mincha of Michas Nadava, where the oil dripped off onto the wood, and now it's not in the flour offering anymore, in the kmitza, and what the kohen did was, he put the kaimitz on the wood, which is where the oil is. Ma, what's the halacha? Do we consider as if part of the kaimitz is lacking and therefore invalid or not? What's the question? So explains the Gemara. Do we say chiburi oilin, those things which are connected to the things that are going up to be sacrificed? Meaning, do we say that this, that the oil is now connected to the kaimitz? So, because he put it back, the kaimitz back on the wood, which is where the oil dripped onto. So, ka'oilin dame? So, it's as if the oil is now reabsorbed back into the kaimitz and therefore it's going to be kosher? Or do we say it's not considered as part of what's being put up to be sacrificed? Because it's not in it anymore, although it's attached to it, but it's not part of the initial kaimitz, and therefore it's actually going to be possible. Somalay Rabbeinu Rav Ashi says, Lav hainu Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, isn't this the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? The itma, like we had learned, hamalam, someone sacrifices out of the azara, which is forbidden to do, and someone does that, and he sacrifices a aver she'im b'kazayis, a limb of an animal that doesn't have the size, which is the minimum measurement of liability of an olive size, but ve'etzel mashlimik azayis, but the bone in the flesh supplements it to be a measurement of an olive size. So Rabbi Yechon HaMechayiv says, so the one who's sacrificing outside is going to be liable for the Isra of Ma'al B'chutz, Rish Lakish HaMepatis is going to be exempt. What's the reason? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon HaMechayiv says, you're going to be liable because chiburi oilin, something that's attached to what's sacrificed on the Mizbeach, which is the bone, although generally it's the limbs of the carbon that gets sacrificed, but the bone is attached to the flesh. Ka'ilam dami, it's like the thing that's being sacrificed, and if it supplements it to the sheva kezayis. Beshlag kasham apati says you're going to be exempt. No, because chibur oil and lav ka'ilam dami, what's attached is not like the thing itself, and therefore you don't have a sheva kezayis, and therefore you're going to be exempt. So therefore our question seemingly is a machleik is Rabbi Yechanan Shlakish. And that says the Gemara, no. The question is valid according to either opinion. As the Gemara explains, you could ask the question according to Rabbi Yechanan because Atkan lokama Rabbi Yechanan hasam el be'etzem. What do we find Rabbi Yechanan saying his opinion that it's considered as part of the thing itself is only by a bone? Because the mina debasru, it's the same species as the flesh. It's, and that's the way an animal comes with the bones attached to the flesh. So there you would say, chiburi oichlan ka'echal dami. Aval, and the girsa is hacha, but over here, delav, taking out the dalad, delav mina de kaimetu, but over here, where the oil is not the same species as the flower itself, so loy, we wouldn't consider as part of the thing itself, and therefore would be invalid. Oy dilma, or maybe you could say the other way. Afila, taking out the lamed, even Resh Lakish, loy ka'amar ela be'etzim, Resh Lakish only said, when did he say that it's not ka'echlin, that's not considered attached to the thing itself? Only by a bone. Why? Because devar mifreshu, because that's something that is separated. Why? Because of parish. If let's say it's separated from the mizbeach, for example, let's say there's a fire that burst on the mizbeach and then it throws things off the mizbeach, lav mitzvah laduri, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and put the bone back onto the fire of the mizbeach to get it burnt, as the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadikim and Aleph. So therefore, that's where we say it's not like the thing itself that's being put up on the mizbeach. Av Hashem and the lav bar mifreshu, but let's say regarding the oil of the mincha, of the kmitza, which that's not something that could be separated, that has to be burnt on the mizbeach, then loy. Maybe even Resh Lakish would agree that we don't consider it as separate, and actually we would consider it as part of it. A demolition, or maybe there's no difference between the bone and the oil, and therefore he would consider it as not part of it. So take a let it stand, we could ask the question both according to Rabbi Yechanan and Resh Lakish, in this case of the oil with the kmitz, if we say chiburi oilin ka'ilin dami, do we see it as the thing itself, or not? Now, actually, Rashi brings another interpretation to the Gemara's question, which was regarding the kmitza, which the oil dripped down on top of the wood. When the Gemara asked, what's the halacha? The question was, do we have to go ahead and burn the wood with the kmitz or not? Do we say chiburi oilin, meaning the oil which was attached to the kmitz, is ka'ilin dami? And therefore, if you don't sacrifice it, it's like a lacking kmitz? Or do we say that's not like the oil itself, and therefore it doesn't bother us that some of it dripped out, and it would be valid even without it, and you wouldn't have to burn the wood that has the oil on it? That was the Gemara's question, which ultimately the Gemara ends, take or let it stand, it's not clear what the halacha actually is. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, which the interpretation of Rashi is on the previous daf, on the Chav Beis of Manalav, says the Mishnah, a continuation of the theme of our previous Mishnah on the previous daf, Shtei Menachas Shaloi Nikmetzu, which we had spoken about different kmitzas or menachas that get mixed with other types of menachas, says the Mishnah, Shtei Menachas Shaloi Nikmetzu, regarding two flower offerings that did not have their fistfuls taken off yet. V'nis Arv Zubizu, and now they get mixed together. Says the Mishnah, Im Yochal Likmetz Mizubef Ne'atzma, if you could take off a kmitza, specifically, exclusively, only from this flower offering. And you could also take over kmitza only from this one, meaning the case would be talking about that these two menachas that got mixed one with the other, they fell side by side. And although they're touching each other, but there's parts of each one which are still distinct that you could take over a fistful that wasn't mixed together with the other one. So then Ksheris, it's going to be valid because you're going to be taking a kmitza from each, you're going to be burning it, and then, okay, the shirayim, you can do whatever you want, but it's going to be a valid mincha. But if it got totally mixed together, then psulis is going to be invalid because, as the Brisa says in Teres Kayanim, the halacha of taking the kmitza is misol tough from its flower, and it cannot be from the flower of another mincha, and therefore, since it's totally mixed together, you're not going to be taking exclusively a fistful from this flower, and therefore, it's going to be invalid. Continues the Mishnah. Kaimitz shenis arv b'mincha shalei nikmitza. What's if a kmitza, the fistful of one flower offering, got mixed with a total flower offering that didn't have the kmitza taken off yet? Says the Mishnah, the halacha is lo yakter. You're not allowed to go ahead and burn that combination, even the entirety of the tarevis, because the halacha of burning is only a mitzvah by the kmitza. Now, additionally, you can't go ahead and now take off two fistfuls, because maybe in each fistful, since we said the whole thing got mixed together, you might have not an entirely exclusive fistful from one mincha, it might have from the one that it got mixed with, so therefore you're not allowed to burn it. Now, Vim Hikter, now let's say someone violated that halacha and did go ahead and burn that whole mixture. So, Zusha Nikmitza Labailam, the one that had its festival taken off already, which this Kmitza got mixed with the other total flower offering. So that's Labailam, that's going to ultimately, so his Kmitza was burnt in the Mizbech, so it's going to fulfill his obligation. It's going to be valid for that owner. But the one that didn't have the kmitza yet taken off, although the entirety was burned on the mizbeach, it's not going to be considered a fulfillment of that owner's obligation, because ultimately there was never a festival taken off, and a minchas nedava cannot become permitted, even if you burn the whole thing, if you didn't take a kmitza off from it first. Now, continues the Mishnah, nisarv kmitza bishireho. Let's say a fistful got mixed with its own remnants. They had taken out the fistful and then it fell back and it got mixed together. Or got mixed with the remnants of a different mincha. Says the Mishnah, lo yakter. So then you're not allowed to go ahead and burn the entire mixture, because shirayim, leftovers, are forbidden to be sacrificed in the mizbech. Like the pasuk says in Mikra Beis, lo yisaktir mimenu ish l'Hashem, which the drasha is, whatever had from it taken to the fires, the rest is lo yisaktir, you're not allowed to burn whatever had from it ish l'Hashem, whatever had the kmitza burnt of it, meaning the shirayim, that leftovers are not allowed to be burnt on mizbech, and vim hikter, but if let's say it was sacrificed on mizbech, so then oy labayim, then that kmitza ultimately is being burnt on the mizbech, and therefore it will fulfill the owner's obligation, but forbidden, because you're not allowed to go ahead and burn the shirayim that it's mixed in with. Now the Gemara mentions teachings that will relate back to the halachas of our Mishnah. Amrav Chizda, he says, if let's say there's two pieces of slaughtered meat and one piece of non-kosher meat, specifically that of nevela, which the animal died without being properly slaughtered, and we don't know which of these three pieces is the nevela and which are the two slaughtered pieces. So says Rav Chizda, nevela betela b'shchuta. So the nevela piece will be nullified in the two slaughtered pieces, meaning if let's say someone touches one of the pieces of the meat, although nevela transmits tuma, it's not going to become tummy, because we say that it's the slaughtered piece. That we say, bata barayv, it's nullified in the majority. Majority are slaughtered, which do not transmit tuma. So therefore, if someone touches any one of the pieces, it's not going to be tummy. Now, the reason for this, that there's a nullification, and it says, Rav Chizda, she'ef shalashchuta shetas nevela. Because it's not possible that a slaughtered piece of meat could become a nevela. I mean, once it's slaughtered, it's never going to become tamei from the laws of not being properly slaughtered, which is the law of nevela. Hence, it's min b'she'ena mini. They're considered two different types of things. A shchuta is totally different than a nevela, because shchuta can never become a nevela. So therefore, according to everyone, this we mentioned previously in the previous stuff, that when it's min b'she'ena mini, in totality, everyone agrees that it's going to be batel in the roiv, in the majority. Now, however, continues Rav Chizda the next case. Let's say there's two pieces of nevela and one slaughtered piece that's mixed into those two. Oh, says Rav Chizda, v'shchuta eina betela b'nevela. The slaughtered piece does not become nullified in the two non-kosher pieces. Meaning, if let's say someone touches, or one of these pieces of meat touched truma, that piece of truma is not going to be burnt, which generally that's the halacha, but a truma becomes tamei from a nevela, you have to burn it. Here you're going to do what's called tailin, which means to say you wait till it decomposes, you don't burn it. Why? Because maybe the one that touched it was not tamei, was not the nevela, was actually the slaughtered piece. Now, why don't you say that the shchut is batel b'roiv in the two pieces of nevela? Says of Chizda, because she'efshel nevela she'tasa shchuta, because the nevela pieces, as we're going to shortly explain, could be qualified like slaughtered pieces of meat. Now, what's the defining characteristic? So the Gemara ultimately is going to explain Rav Chizda, because he defines in the laws of bitl nullification based on what's known as the mevatel, the one that is the majority, the one that's nullifying. So since it's not possible for the majority to be like the minority, so that's a case of min b'she'ena mini, when they're two, that's considered as two different types. Now, that was the case that he mentioned before, that nevela is going to be batel b'shchuta, because it's not possible for shchuta to become nevela. But by shchuta, it's not batel nevela, because we're going to shortly explain, nevela could be like shchuta, so that's going to be considered like the same min, like the same type. Because he doesn't go based on the batel, on the one that's being nullified. So therefore, even though it's possible for the shchuta to be like the meruba, like we explained, still, that's going to be considered as min b'she'ina minay, doesn't go based on the one that's being nullified. That even though it's possible, like in the case of the Reisha, for the minority, that of the nevela, to be like the meruba, like the one of the of the shchuta. So then you should say that they're like min b'min, and therefore it should not be bottle. No, that's what we're saying, that we don't go based on the one that's being nullified, but on the nullifier, the mevatel, which is the shchuta, which that's the majority, and therefore that's like min b'she'in min, because that cannot be like a nevela, and therefore it's going to nullify that piece of nevela. So explains the Gemara, what does that mean, that a nevela could become like a shchuta? Is because the l'chimasrecho, when the non-kosher piece, when the nevela piece of meat spoils, parchu tamasa, it loses its impurity. Like the Pasuk says in the Varm Yadalad, it says regarding the nevela meat, what should you do with it? Legera shebeshirecha, to then give it to the convert, that the resident convert that's in your gates, which the Gemara in Bukhari, Stavach of Gimel Beis, explains. Whatever is still fit for a ger, meaning for a human, for consumption, that's considered nevela. If it's not fit for the human consumption anymore, it's not considered nevela, so it loses its tumah, so it's like a shchuta. So like a shchuta? Oh, so that's the same min. Oh, so therefore, the nevela, which is the mevatel, is essentially on some level like the shchuta. So therefore, it's considered the same min. There's no law of bittel. So if we don't view the shchuta as this batel into nevela, we don't view it as every piece that we're going to assume that it's the nevela piece. And therefore, if it touches truma, we can't assume it might be the shchuta. And therefore, you don't burn it. You won't eat it. You'll be toilin, but you won't burn it either. Now, on that, however, says the Gemara of Reb Chanina, he says the opposite. He says, kol she'ef shaloi. Says, whatever it is for the thing that's being nullified, meaning the minority, if it's possible for it, liyis kamayhu, to be like the status of the majority of the mevatel, that's where we say ain't the batel. That's where it's not going to be nullified, because that's going to be min b'minoi. But, v'chol she'ef shaloi liyis kamayhu batel, but if it's not possible to be like the mevatel, then it actually will be batel. So therefore, he holds the flip side of Rav Chesda. So nevela is actually not batel in the shchuta, because that is considered minoy, because nevela, which is the batel, according to Rav Chanina, it could be like the shchuta. But a shchuta actually will be batel nevela, because it's not possible for shchuta to become like a nevela, as we explained. And therefore, if let's say one of those pieces touch the piece of truma, you will burn it because of that. Because Rav Chanina, like we said, goes based on the batel, the one that's being nullified, not like Rav Chisda, who says based on the mevatel. Now, on that is the Gemara, regarding this machleik zemiram, alibi deman, according to whom are they talking about? According to which Tanoik opinion? And that is, I alibi derabbanan, every going like derabbanan, ha'amri, as we said from the previous daf, oilun hu delim mevat le'adadi, they hold that it's only when two things that are burnt on the mizbeach, that's when we say that they're not going to nullify each other. Of a min b'mina, but a generic non-kachim element, even if they're the same type of things, chacham hold batel, that it is going to be nullified. So therefore, whether it's a nevela in the shchut or shchut nevela, according to chacham, we don't care if they're both types of meat, it's going to be batel. There's going to be a law of nullification. Even though they're the same type, like we always go based on majorities for laws of nullification. So what are they talking about, which either one is saying there's going to be one case that's not going to be batel, why shouldn't it be batel? So, Ilab Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're saying it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but on that, as the Gemara, but Bahaz, we continue to Tamid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, Basr Chazus Azl. Yehuda goes based on appearances, meaning we said his opinion on the previous daf. He said, what does he learn out from Dam Apar and Dam Asar? That in Dam Avatl Dam, even if it wasn't Kajm, even if it wasn't Oilin, blood does not nullify blood, meaning that even though it's not possible for the Dam Apar to be like the Dam Asar, and the Dam Asar is not like the Dam Apar, they're two totally different types of bloods, but they look the same. Therefore, we consider it as the same species because they both look like blood. So therefore, as the Gemara, so here also we should go based on appearances. So since V'idi, since both of these pieces are meat, so min b'minayhu, so they're considered the same species. So therefore, according to Behuda, it should be that no cases should be bottled one the other. They should never be nullified. So therefore, how do we understand? Both Rav Chesed and Rav Chanina, inversely related, are saying that there's going to be a case that's going to be bottled, and one case is not going to be bottled. But according to whom? According to Chacham, they should all be bottled. According to Behuda, they should both be not bottled. Says the Gemara, I'll leave Reb Chiya. Rather, you're right, they were going according to Reb Chiya. The Tanya Reb Chiya taught in the Braisa, he said, Nevela ushchuta, betela zubezu. When you have a Nevela piece of meat that got mixed up with slaughtered pieces of meat, that they nullify one and the other. On that, Reb Chanina and Reb Chisda are coming to explain the reasoning of Reb Chiya, and that's what they're disagreeing about. Reb Chisda holds that when Nevela gets mixed up in the shchuta, that's Reb Chiya said. But now when the shchuta gets mixed up with nevela, because he goes based on the mevatel, and in that case of shchuta and nevela, that's considered b'mina, because like we said, a nevela technically could be like a shchuta in regard to the laws of ritual impurity, where it could lose that tumah, which is like a shchuta. But Reb Chanina, he explains the opposite, he goes based on the batel. Now that is the Gemara, but Reb Chiya, but according to whom is Reb Chiya going like when he's taught this in this braisa? They only say when things are sacrificed and not nullified one and the other. But if they're the same type, then even if they're the same type, it's going to be batal. So both cases should be batal, because here they're both the same type. And it does make a difference even that. So there should be nullification of kosher and non-kosher, of tumah and not tumah. Ve'ili b'der Yehuda, and if we're going according to Yehuda, Kolmin b'mina le b'Yehuda le'batal. B'Yehuda holds anything that's the same species, it's not batal. So both cases should not be batal because they both have the same appearance of blood. So what do you gain by saying it's Reb Chiya? Who's Reb Chiya going according? So it says the Gemara, lo'il m'li b'der Yehuda. Truthfully, Reb Chiya, and so too, the Machlekes and Meram is going in Reb Yehuda. So then, what's the Machlekes? Because V'chikam Rabbi Yehuda min b'mina le'batal. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that when it's the same species, it's not going to be batal? That's what they're qualifying. That's only when it's possible for it to be like the other one. Then it's considered a bona fide min b'mina. Not just enough that they have this, that they're both a piece of meat. It has to be, but that it's possible for this one's status to be like the other one. But if it's not possible for this to be like the other one, then it's still going to be nullified. Again, that's Malchikis HaMayram. He says, and the main characteristic is which one has to be like which one. That the Mevatl has to be able to be like the Batl. Then that's how we define if it's the same species or not. And he says, no, we go based on the one that's being nullified, and therefore that's the Malchikis. Now, if one would ask, but we had Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the previous daf regarding the bloods, which he said that the blood of chulin is not mavatl the dam of kachim. He said if the blood of a korban gets mixed into the blood of a wild animal or a behemoth of chulin, that's not going to be batl. So according to Reb Chanina, we could understand because it's possible for kachim to be like chulin. What does that mean? So let's say it was left out overnight, it loses its status of kachim, and now it's like chulin blood. So okay, we can understand according to Rabbi Yehuda why that's considered min b'mina and not batl. But according to Rav Chisda, it should be nullified because it's not possible for chulin blood to be like kachim blood. And therefore, according to him, that's min b'she'in and min according to Rav Chisda. So if it says Rashi, right, we must say according to Rav Chisda, obviously his interpretation of Yehuda is not like Rav Chia, where that would be the defining characteristic that if it's possible to be like the other one, here it's not possible, and yet still we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's going to be considered min b'minoi and not batl. Now, the Gemara asks Tanan. The Gemara says that we see in our Mishnah like Reb Chanina from the law of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shtei menaches shalei nikmetzu. We said that if you have two flour offerings that didn't have the kmitzah taken off yet, v'nis ar v'zu b'zu, and they got mixed one with the other, so the Mishnah said, im yachal likmetz mezu b'fnei atzma u'mezu b'fnei atzma, if you could still have enough that didn't get yet mixed up, you could take off a fistful of this flour offering independent, and this one independent, then k'sher it's going to be valid. But if not, if it got totally mixed up, you're not going to get an independent kmitz of each one, which is the problem of misalta, then it's going to be invalid. Now, says the Gemara, v'ahacha. Here, the first case that we discussed over here, that we quoted from the Mishnah, where we said that if you could take off a kmitz of each one independently, it's going to be kasher. But there's a problem. Why? The moment you take off a fistful of one of them, you're first taking off one, and then you're going to do a kmitz of the other one. The moment you take off the fistful, the rest, what's left over from that mincha, is considered shirayim, the leftovers of a mincha. Now, what you could infer from the halacha of our Mishnah is, v'loy kumavatli shirayim. And we're not saying that the leftovers of this mincha should nullify letivla to the unkaimitzed flour offering of the other mincha. Meaning, there is parts that got mixed together. We said not the whole thing. You could still have enough to take of a kmitza. There's parts that got mixed up, which are not recognizable. We're not saying that now that untithed one, which we're calling that the one that didn't have the kmitza taken off yet, as if it's a mincha that is lacking, because it's mixed with the other mincha, with the shirayim of that mincha, before the kmitza was taken off, and therefore that it should not help to do kmitza on the other one. Because we're saying that you could then go ahead and take a kmitz of the other one. So then asked the Gemara Samadhi, who is that like? Irabanan ha'ami oilin hu delay mevatle adadi. They only said that only when things that are sacrificed and mizbech don't nullify each other. Here, the moment you take over the kmitz of one of them, the rest of it is shirayim, which are not sacrificed and mizbech. Hamin b'mine batel. So even if it's the same type of thing, it's still going to nullify. And therefore, it should say that the part of the other mincha that's absorbed in this shirayim is nullified in the shirayim, and therefore, now it's missing from the other one before the kemitzah was taken off, and should actually be pasul. Yet the Mishnah says, it's kosher. You can take off a kemitzah of this one, and then of that one. Elabshita Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, says the Gemara, obviously it's okay. It's not like the Rabbanan. Must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Who he says, no. Anytime you have min b'minay, it's like batel. It's not a problem. We're not saying that this shirayim is nullifying the part of the of the other mincha that's getting absorbed in it. Because he says the same type of thing. There's no nullification. We consider them each one, its identity intact. So on that continues the Gemara, however, Bishlam al-Mandam Abbas al-Batl az-Linan. We understand according to Reb Chanina, who says you go based on the one that's being nullified. So in this case, Batl, the thing that we're talking about, the Tivla one, the one that wasn't tithed yet, Havakim Avatl, that's like the one that's trying to nullify it, the Shirayim. Why is it like the Shirayim? Because the Lechi Kametz Me'idach, because when you're going to ultimately take off the fistful of the other one, meaning the one that we're calling the Tivla, the one that didn't have the Kemitza taken off yet, Havalu Shirayim Ke'ani, it will then be just like the one that's trying to Mevatl it. It will also be Shirayim. So okay, it's considered the same Min. And therefore it's Le'batl, and that's why it's not a problem. But according to Rav Chizda, who says that you go based on the nullifier, on the majority one. So Shirayim Mikra Hava Tivla, and that's because what's understood in the Gemara's question, we're saying even a case if, let's say, the Shirayim one is the majority over the Tivla one, the problem is the Shirayim of this Mincha the same type as the untithed one? No, it's not. Shirayim can never become Tivla. It already had its Kemitza taken off. Lema, as the parentheses put it in, Alib Rav Chizda, should we say, according to the interpretation of Chizda, that this is not like Rav Chiya, who he said that Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha of not being nullified, only in a way when it's possible to be like the other one. And here, the way according to Rav Chizda, that's who the questions are, it's not possible to be like the other one. So therefore, that's a difficulty on Rav Chizda. Now, Rashi points out, why didn't the Gemara ask the exact opposite question on Reb Chanina? In other words, you could say the same case that the Gemara is assuming in the halacha of our Mishnah the exact opposite way. You could say a case that where the Tivla is the majority one, because the Mishnah doesn't describe which one's more or not. It's just saying you could take off a kmitz of each one. The Gemara is asking, assuming, oh, it sounds like it didn't say maybe one has more than the other one, and still we're not going to say batel b'raiv. You could also say the opposite case when the Tivla has more than the Shirayim. Say, oh, wait a second. So that's going to be a problem, like you're having too much flour on the Tivla one, and that's a problem before the kmitz was taken off. So therefore, that should be difficult there in Reb Chanina. Because over here, you see that you go based on the Mevatl. Because if you're going like Reb Chanina bus the Batl, so then the Shirayim cannot be like the Tivla. And yet, still you say it's not a problem in the Tivla one. Why not? So that's a Rashi, because even if you're going to say like Reb Chanina that you go bus the Batl, which is the Shirayim, and that the Tivla is being involved in the Shirayim, that wouldn't be considered a problem in the Tivla one to say, hey, now you have too much flour because you took from the Shirayim one because it's Mevatlid. Because as Rashi says over here, which actually the Karanoyer and other Mefarshim resolve for previous Rashi, which seems to say exactly not like this, is because the Batl, that which is being nullified, commanded less of it. We view it as if it's not here. And therefore you're not adding anything to this one. We just say it's not part of the other thing. It's just like it's nullified. Problem with that is there's a Rashi previously I made a send that was actually the whole fundamental principle in the previous daf from Rabbi Yehuda, who said that that's actually what happens, is that you have actually too much oil because it's butl and the other one therefore becomes part of it. But that's what Rashi is saying over here, that according to Rabbi Chanina, it wouldn't be a problem because it wouldn't be adding more flour to this one. It just is mavatla. It's like it's not negatively impacting. It's not considered part of the other thing to make this a foreign invader, but it doesn't become part of this thing itself. But one thing is, it's definitely difficult according to Rabbi Chizda, who says you go bas mavatla. Says the Gemara, you're right, although according to the basic principles, you should go basa mevatel, like Rav Chizda says, and then seemingly it would be a problem, because then there wouldn't be min b'minay. Says the Gemara, b'hasim kad Reb Zera. There's like Reb Zera, who we're going to quote later on, the Reb Zera that he says, nemer haktorah b'kaimet. The Torah talks about burning on the fire of the Mizbeach regarding the fistful, which that's the primary halacha that has to be burnt. Now, v'nemer haktar b'sharayim, it also mentions the element of burning regarding the leftovers of the mincha. Like the pasuk says, we quoted before, k'kalsar v'chol devash, any yeast and any honey le'sektirim, any ish l'Hashem, is not supposed to be burnt on the fires, which we had said. The drasha tells us, what does it mean, mimenu, ish l'Hashem? Whatever had from it taken to the fires, which is the Shiraim, which had from it its kaimitz taken and burnt on the fires, that's what the Torah says, loy sektiri, not let it burn it. So in other words, but you see the wording of Haktara, at least, and that's what the Gezeirah Shavah is telling us, they mention that word Haktara by the Shiraim. So therefore we learn the following Gezeirah Shavah. Ma Haktara mor b'kaimitz, this that it talks about burning regarding the fistful, we know the halacha is in HaKaimitz Mevat L'Schaveroi, one fistful does not nullify another fistful, because even Rabbi Hudu in the previous Mishnah had disagreed with the Chacham. He only differs degrees of, let's say, a kaimitz gets mixed with minchas nesachim or minchas kaim mashiach. But it doesn't disagree when the kaimitz gets mixed with a fellow kaimitz, where that's considered, that's definitely not going to be a problem according to anyone, because there's nothing that's changing over here. They're both the same thing, and then they're both going to be burnt on the mizbeach. And therefore, it's not going to nullify one with the other. So that's what Gezeirah Shavah tells us, afak tara hamur b'shirayim, so too when it mentions the element of burning regarding the leftovers, that the Gezeirah Sakasav, the Gezeirah Shavah is telling us, that ain't shirayim avat nasakayim, so too the leftovers not going to be avat l'kayim. So although you're right, shirayim cannot become tivla, and then based on the principles that you say in bittul, so that shouldn't be min b'minit to say it's not bottle. You're right, we're not coming from there. We're coming from Gezeirah Shavah of Gezeirah Sakasav that tells us shirayim is not avat l'kayim, and that's why we hear regarding the shirayim and the tivla, it's also not going to have the laws of bittul to it. And that's why the halacha of Mishnah said that if you have enough to do kmitza, even though in the interim, when you took up one kmitza, now the other one should have the laws of bittul, there's no laws of bittul with shirayim and the kaimitz. So Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a different raya, also from our Mishnah, which we had previously explained. Mishnah says, HaKaimitz shenis arav b'mincha shalei nikmitza. If the fistful got mixed with a mincha that didn't have its kmitza taken off yet. So the Mishnah said, lo yakter, you're not allowed to burn it, because there's no mitzvah of burning regarding anything but the kmitza. And here it's mixed with an intact mincha, which is not supposed to be burnt. Only the kmitza is supposed to be burnt. But said the Mishnah, v'im hikter, but if it was burnt, so zusha nikmitza oslabam, the one that was the kmitza already, so that's the kmitza, that's supposed to be burnt, and it's being burnt, so that will fulfill that owner's obligation. But v'zusha loy nikmitza loy oslabam, the one that didn't have the fistful taken off, although the whole thing's being burnt, it's not fulfilling his obligation, because you have to do the procedure of kmitza and then burn their kmitz to fulfill the obligation. But one thing we see, says the Gemara, is v'loy kamav to lay tivla lo kmitz, that we don't say that the untithed one, the unkmitz one, we don't say that that's nullifying the kaimitz that gets mixed with it. Because if it did, then it wouldn't even fulfill the obligation of the one that's supposed to burn the kaimitz because it's non-existent anymore. It lost its status. So says the Gemara Mani, who's the Mishnah like? E Rabbanan, but ha'ami oilin hudul mevat la'adadi. They only say that things that are burnt in the Mizbeach don't nullify each other. Hamin b'mina, but if something is, let's say, not burnt in the Mizbeach, like in this case with the Tivla, is not burnt in the Mizbeach, because it's not just a pure kaimitz, so even though hamin b'mina, even though it's the same type of thing, they're both flower offerings, batla would be nullified. So the kmitza should be nullified and should not fulfill that owner's obligation. So el pshit Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, our mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So that says the Gemara again. So it's good according to Rav Chisda, who says you go based on the majority one, the one that's being mevatel, to see if that's like the batla. So in this case, mevatel, the one that's doing the nullifying, the majority one, the tivla one, have a kabatel that is like the one that it's trying to nullify of the kaimitz, and that's why it doesn't nullify, because it's considered the same min. Why is the tivla like the kaimitz? Because the chol porta chazil mikmitz minay, because every part of the flower offering, if it hadn't gotten mixed up, you could go ahead and take the kmitza from it. So the tivla one is like the kaimitz. So b'havala minu minay. So if it's considered the same type, umim b'minay le'batzel. So according to Chiz, it's not nullifying. And that's why the halacha of the Mishnah is that it's going to be fulfilling the owner's obligation of the kemitza. Elamanda ama b'asa b'atzelin. But according to Chiz, that says you go based on the one that's being nullified. Which one's the one that's being nullified? The kaimitz. Or at least we're attempting to say it should be the one that's the minority one. Kaimitz mikava tivla? Could a kaimitz be the unkaimitz one? No, it can't. You already took the kemitza from it. So seemingly, according to the way of Chanin interprets it, this Brisa is saying, not like Reb Chiya, who says it has to be able to be like the other type, to be considered min b'mina, to be lay batel. So the Gemara Hanamik and Reb Zeir, no, this is also the way we had answered before for Reb Chanina, the for Reb Chiz that we answered for Reb Chanina, that also like Reb Zeir, where, no, the Tivla is the same as Shiraim, as the Kaimitz, and therefore, it's not going to be considered as a different type of thing. It's actually considered as the same thing, not because of the laws of the Bittel Barayv, simply because the laws of the Gezeirah Shavah tells us that a Shiraim is not Mavatlas HaKaimetz, just like it says, HaKetorah by Kaimetz is not Mavatlas, so too by the Tivla, which also has in it Shiraim and Kaimetz, is not Mavatl the Kaimetz. But the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring another Raya from our Mishnah. Nesarv Kaimetz B'Shiraim Shal Chaberta. We said if a fistful gets mixed into either its own Shiraim or the Shiraim of some other Mincha, said the Mishnah, L'Yakti, you're not allowed to burn it, because you're not allowed to burn Shiraim. It's an Isser in the Torah. Now, Vimikter also Labam, if you did burn it, okay, the Kaimetz ultimately was put on the Mizbeth, and therefore it's going to fulfill the owner's obligation. Now, that says the Gemara, but V'hoch, in this case, D'loy Havim Mevatl Kibotil, you have the question according to everyone, Rav Chizda and Rav Chanina, because the Shiraim, which is the one that's the majority, is that's the one that's nullifying, is not like the Batl, is not like the Kaimetz, and v'loy kumavtili le shirayim le kaimetz. And this works both ways, that the shirayim is not like the kaimetz, and the kaimetz is not like shirayim. And yet, we see from the Mishnah, v'loy kumavtili le shirayim le kaimetz, and still the shirayim is not nullifying the kaimetz. Mani, who is the Mishnah like? E rabban and v'chulu, etc. If it's like rabban, we said, so wait a second, they always say this bitl. If it's like Yehuda, so then fine, because min b'minay. But according to Reb Chiya, it has to be that it has to be able to be like it, not just enough to be the same type. So seemingly this b'rais is not like Reb Chiya, both according to Reb Chizda's interpretation and Reb Chanina's interpretation. And that's where Reb Zeir says that no, this is that Gzeir Shava that we mentioned before, but Gzeir Sakasiv. That Nemrak Torah B'Kaimitz V'Nemrak Torah B'Shirayim. It says the halacha concept of burning both by the Kemitza and by the Shirayim. Mahak Torah Mur B'Kaimitz. Just like regarding the burning that says regarding the Kemitza. Ein Kaimitz Mevatla Es Chavei, right? One fistful will not nullify the other one because they're both oilin and both the same min according to everyone's opinion. Afak Torah Mur B'Shirayim. So to the burning that says regarding Shirayim, although technically it could be Einay Minay, Ain't Shiraim about Nasa Kaimitz. That's Xer Sakasa, the Shiraim is not about the Kaimitz, and therefore we entered the halacha that there's no refutation of Reb Chiya, not according to the interpretation of Reb Chizda or according to Reb Chanina, because this would be the exception to the rule of the Shiraim and the Kaimitz, where although technically it might be considered Einay Minay in regards to the qualification of Yehuda's halacha, but Shiraim has Xer Sakasa that's not going to nullify the Kaimitz. But the one says Tashmat's being a different raya from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Tivla, if someone spiced up a dough for Pesach, for the matzah, let's say he spiced it with beketzach, with fennel, which is like from the parsley family, or b'shumshmin, or with sesame, or b'chomini tavlin, or all types of spices, says the Braisa, sure, it's going to be valid. Why? Matzah, it's still matzah. It's the unleavened bread. Elishanikris matzah mituvel, it's just called the spiced matzah. No problem. Says the Gemara, Kasogadaitach, so you would entertain to say that the case that the Brais is talking about is even the Afresh Lotavon Feme Matzah, that there's more spice than matzah. And if that's the case, so then Bishlam Elamandam Abbasa Batalzin, we understand according to Reb Chanina that it says we go based on the thing that's being nullified. So in this case, which the minority is the matzah and the majority is the spices, it's still going to be okay. Because Batal, the thing that's being nullified, which is the minority, meaning the matzah one, Havakam Aftal, it is like the mevata, like the majority of the spices. What does that mean? Because the lechima afsho, when it spoils, havelo ketavlan, the matzah, in other words, will lose the halachic status of being matzah, and it's going to be like the spices, in other words, in regards to the halachic context that the halach is talking about, regarding if it's validity regarding matzah. But eleman do amabas mevatel, you know, according to Rav Chizda, says you go based on the majority one, the one that's being mevatel, tavlin mikava matzah. Could spice be like matzah in regards to the laws of halacha matzah? It can never be. So that's difficult according to Rav Chizda. Says, "Gemara, no, what are we talking about over here? Deloy afshal tavlin. No, we're not talking about a case that there's so much spices. The ruba matzah, the majority is the matzah, and that's why beloy batla is not going to be nullified. But what about the fact that it's spice? That's what the Braisa says. It's okay because it's just called spiced matzah." And says the Gemara, Dekanami Diktani, actually, precise reading of the Braisa indicates, like we answered, that the majority is the matzah, because the words of the Braisa are matzah, it's matzah, which obviously is telling us that its identity is based on its majority, which is matzah. Elish and Nikris matzah mitabel, so it's just called spiced matzah, because it has some spice inside. Shema Minah, that from there we could infer that, like the way we answered for Rav Chizda is valid, that the reason why it's not going to be batel is because, not because we go bus or batel as lina. You're right, we go basar mevatel is lina. You're right, if the majority was spices, it would be a problem. It's just because the majority over here is matzah, it just has some spices, and the fact that it has some spices is not a problem, and that's why it's going to be valid for matzah on Pesach.